Welcome to Threshold Stories, crossing thresholds one story at a time. I'm your host, Jeff Gora. Podcast 106 on fitness, poetry, and Christ. Those are three very distinct ideas, poetry, fitness, and Christ. And the idea of tying them all together is probably great enough to be a dissertation for somebody in the theological seminary. But for now, I'm just going to use it as a jumping point to have a conversation to engage your brain a bit. So let's start with poetry, because that's the first concept I feel we have to understand before the fitness and the Christ part's going to kick in a more meaningful way. So the word that you and I call poem comes from a Greek word in the New Testament, poiemon. A friend of mine, Marty, has done some great teaching with me on this one to help me understand it. It has no direct translation into English. One concordance says it's workmanship as God has created you. So it's the idea that if you look at a tree, its poiema is not transportation. It's meant to hold strong and remain in place its whole life, right? If you look at the seeds of a dandelion, it's the exact opposite. It's meant to travel. The poiema of a dandelion seed is meant to travel and go to a new location so that the next generation of dandelion is in new ground, different than the ground of the parent. And so the plant species can expand. Those are its poiema. So getting out of the plant world and looking at the animal world, we got a couple of good examples of poiema in the animal world that I feel like I need to go through in order for my argument to make sense. Look at the picture here of geese flying south for the winter. Specifically, all of them are together and they're in a specific shape. And every child has seen this when they look in the sky and they ask their parents about it, their teacher about it, whatever. Some interesting points to note, though, in this geese pattern here is we don't have the men up front and the women in the back. We don't have the adolescents 2 to 4 days ahead of the parents because they're in better shape than the parents. The elderly are not trailing far behind, as you would expect if everybody was walking from A to B, covering a long distance quickly as they can. Look at this picture of a cheetah. So it runs 70 miles an hour to capture its prey. We know this, we're taught this, but no one ever gives us the subtle secondary comment, which is it doesn't slow down to 35 when it becomes middle-aged. So there's no drop-off of significance in performance as it nears death. That's its poiema. God architected this. The workmanship of the cheetah is such that it's able to go at high speed throughout its life. So we have lost much of this teaching when we stare at how people do fitness. So I'm going to jump forward into the fitness conversation. I think the first conversation about fitness that we get anywhere in scripture is the story of David defeating Goliath. And I know you're saying, how is this a fitness conversation? You're getting to see the poiema of all of us, not just of David right here. So David throws a stone using a sling, and he's able to hit Goliath in the head in a very precise way, accurate throw, and kill him with a single throw of a stone. That's what the message is. And a lot of us look and say, wow, that's godly ordained. That was a once in a forever kind of event. Well, my argument to you is no, that was an example of what a whole lot of us are capable of doing any given day. If you look at a pitcher, look at this guy throwing a baseball here. You know, the fastest muscle in the human body is the tongue, and it goes less than 20 miles an hour. He's multiplying his muscle forces between his upper arm, his lower arm, his wrist, his hips, his back. He's engaging all these and he's multiplying them so that he's able to throw a fastball, you know, in some instances over 100 miles an hour, but certainly 90 miles an hour is normal. That's pretty darn amazing considering he doesn't have any one muscle going faster than 20. We're made, our architecture, our poiema is to have incredible hand-eye coordination. Look at a guy throwing a football field, you know, 10 body lengths down the field with precision. That's poiema. That's like David and Goliath. Every time you see a hockey player slap a puck and get it to travel a huge distance and hit just in that perfect upper corner of a net, and we say, wow, that's amazing. It is amazing, but that's our poiema. That's how we're made. That's just the latest version of David and Goliath. Unfortunately, that story, that algorithm about how we're made is lost by a lot of our efforts in fitness. So instead of practicing that exclusively, you know, there's trends that come up that people engage in for reasons that take us far from our architecture, our godly architecture. I could pick out a couple of different examples of this, but I'm going to jump to what I'm going to jump to CrossFit 101 here. So in this picture, we have a woman lifting weight over her head, and she's receiving positive affirmation from her peers. One person's clapping, one person's in amazement, another person's behind her is celebrating. I would argue that this same sort of response happened when David defeated Goliath, albeit in a smaller scale. And one of the reasons the girl who's lifting up all those weights, I am sure, has to do with the support she was getting, the affirmation she was getting, the encouragement she was getting from those around her, right? If you've ever been to a CrossFit facility, you can see that there's a lot of positive energy in the air, especially within certain groups of people that are doing it all together. And that's awesome. The issue with this is this is not our poiema, right? She's lifting a huge amount of weight. If we stared at how God has architected the animal kingdom and we wanted to look at where strength lied, we would look at this kind of critter right here, right? 30 minutes after birth, he's able to lift 400 times his body weight. Pretty amazing. We have something called the World's Strongest Man competition. And these fellas are getting all kinds of affirmation and accolades because they're lifting 3.5 times their body weight. That's what they're capable of doing. And we're going, wow, that's really a strong man. Well, the truth is, he may be strong for a man, but that's like calling an ant Speedy or a cheetah a wonderful rock carrier. It's not the architecture of who we are and how we're made. However, our modern generation has found a great positive experience in creating a body like the one seen here. Many people see this and they call this body beautiful. They see a CrossFit body and how a CrossFit body makes them feel. And they say, this is beautiful. I desire it. That they're getting injured at an incredibly high frequency isn't part of the algorithm that they're using to determine what should I do with my fitness efforts. They're thinking explicitly on things about how does this make me feel and how does this make me look? What am I getting out of it as opposed to am I doing something that I was architected to do? Question might come out of your mind right now. Well, what is it we're supposed to do if you're saying this isn't how we're made and we're not any good at it? Let's just jump right to it. God has a couple of references in the Bible to activities that he has had us do that trickle through into the real world. Hebrews 12:1, therefore, since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders us, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Isaiah 40:31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. And then 1 Corinthians 9:24, do you not know that in a race that all runners run, only one gets the prize? You should run in such a way as to get the prize. So God brings up a running as a tool that we should be using as part of our not only physical growth, but our spiritual growth. And the good news with that message is physiologically, that's a dead ringer for our poiema. If you look at this old man running right here, his name's Ed Withers. At 74 years old, he threw down a marathon time at Boston. That was good enough on 3 different occasions to be on the Olympic podium. Just put that in perspective. The 74-year-old man threw down a 2-hour and change marathon when he was, you know, a grandfather wearing very old socks. If we take care of ourselves, our architecture is such that we're meant to run our entire lives. It's who we are. There's a couple of books out there. McDougall's Born to Run documents this in much greater detail than I have time to go through. But from pretty much our earliest efforts until our last efforts, our architecture to stand on 2 legs is our poiema. Our ability to go left, right repeatedly, especially when we hurt, that is our poiema. Look at the picture of this baby right here standing up in his diapers. His form is perfect. The way he's placed the load over his hips, knees, and ankles is just exactly how you would have a coach teach you to stand if you were trying to prepare to be a runner. And no one has to instruct this kid when you put him on the edge of a swimming pool deck to start running, right? Kids naturally do that. It's our poiema. They just naturally do it. Elephants start picking things up. Ants start picking up grains of sand and carrying them. It's their poiema and it's our poiema too. Now, granted, we reprimand these children because we're fearful they're going to fall and get hurt. But in general, if a child falls when it's running, it might get banged up, but it's just not going to die most likely from falling down. Sure, the scrapes and bruises happen, But in general, that's our architecture. That's how we're made. We shouldn't be reprimanding them for doing that kind of stuff. So my question for you guys at the end of this little monologue is, what is your personal poem and what is it that you want to get really good at? And does that connect with God's architecture for you? I think it's quite interesting that the most popular sport in the United States is poema. It's bowling. The idea that you and I pick up a ball and we roll it and try to get it into these exact little pockets at the end of an alley, that's a form of David and Goliath. That's not some kind of weirdo sport meant for people who, you know, drink beer and like to bowl at the same time. That's our poema. That's who we are. That's our architecture. And for in backyard badminton, you know, darts, games like that that we think are just silly and playful. Well, that's how we're made. Those kinds of things are what we're good at from the earliest stories in the Bible to the present. Grandparents can teach their children very effectively how to play darts and how to go bowling because we can do it our whole lives, right? Grandparents cannot demonstrate how to, you know, power clean 350 pounds to their teenage children because in general, grandparents aren't capable of doing that kind of thing. Sure, some of them are, but certainly not most, whereas nearly every grandparent can teach their child how to bowl. The number that can is much, much smaller than the number who actually can. Hope you guys got something out of this. Stay tuned. My next podcast is on the release of my book, and I'm excited about that one. Thanks for listening to this chapter of Threshold Stories, Crossing Thresholds, One Story at a Time. You ready to cross more thresholds with me in 2 weeks. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me directly. You can find me on LinkedIn, or on my Facebook page at Jeff Gora Team USA.